In this week's show, we're going to talk about limits.
What? Derailleur limits?
No. It's all coming up in this week's show. Yes, welcome back to this week's Dirt Shed Show with myself, Blake Sampson.
And myself, James Pickering.
James Pickering himself, fresh, still wet behind the ears, new GMBN presenter over here. Now, we're going to talk about limits.
Limits.
Limits, not limits in, you know, the derailleur limits and how you index your gears and that. We're talking about limits in mountain biking. Where does it stop and when does it stop when it comes to pushing the sport?
Yeah, there's been a fair few people pushing the limits recently, hasn't there?
They have, haven't they? Name one, because I know of one.
Yeah, Vinny T has come out with his new video, Pushing Into the Unknown, where he hit a very, very gnarly drop. Well, I'd say unsuccessfully, but he is still in one piece, so I would say that is somewhat of a success.
I think that's a big success without the blues and twos running up to him for his aid and get airlifted out, because that was like the modern day era of, you know, Bender, Josh Bender.
Yeah, yeah.
Sending off like the jaw drop and Now, he was pushing the limits, and I think way past what mountain biking was capable of doing, especially in
time.
Suspension technology.
Yeah, but even now I wonder how far can we go, you know? It got us thinking we've got 100 foot doubles now.
No, 120 foot. They're doing backflips over them.
Yeah, and are we going to get to the point where there's 150 foot doubles, 200 foot doubles? Where is the limit?
Exactly, where is the limit? Now, talking about those big jumps, that's Darkfest, and that is... I've been to Darkfest back in the day when they made the 90 foot, and that was massive
crazy
back then.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be the biggest jump I've ever hit, and it's still to date the biggest jump I've ever hit. But then they go and build another one next door to it, which is 120 foot.
Yeah, and then people are backflipping it as well.
Yeah, straight out of the gate, you got Sam Hodgson, Tom Eisted, leading a train into it, doing a flip over it at 120, which... It looked so simple and easy, and kind of was like, okay, so you've opened a new era of pushing the limits on how far you can do a backflip. Now, there is talks of making that bigger.
Yeah, and it's not just Darkfest as well, is it? It's Red Bull Hardline. Last year, there was a lot of controversy over this.
The canyon.
River gap, what are we calling it?
I wouldn't say it's a river, I think it's like the Grand Canyon gap. That thing is massive.
And ultimately, they took it out in the end after a lot of testing. It didn't really look... all that safe. I saw recently G saying he wished they kept it in, but I'm glad they took it out, to be honest.
Man, that event there is pushing the limits on how hard you could ride, like how hard a trail can be. If you to link it in one run is really hard.
Yeah, because it's not like you can session. Well, they do session certain sections
when
of
it comes to
but
practice.
When it comes to race day,
you
are doing that on your limit, out of breath, heart rate max through, and you've still got to do all those sections.
You've still got to do all those big sections, which is nuts. And I talk about G. He pushed the limits on his, well, it was the ridgeline.
Yeah,
and he did this massive step down, like he nearly ended him.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
It makes you think sort of people like that is what are they searching for with these limits? Because for me, like, I very much feel like I know my limit. But
me too now.
Some people, you wonder, where do they think their limit is? Because
exactly.
He obviously wouldn't be doing it if he didn't think he was capable.
No.
But,
It is a bit like an addictive substance. It's like, you want to find it, you want to pursue it, and I have done that. And it can bite you in the butt. And it's not just sending off the biggest jumps. It's not just sending off the biggest drops or going super flat out, like in the World Cup Series. It's like distance as well.
Yeah.
Like, this guy did, 10,000 feet a day for 100 days?
Yeah, so there's also your physical limit as well. So this was Ben Hildred.
Yeah.
He did 1,000,000 vertical feet in 100 days. So that's a completely different limit, isn't it? It doesn't require that, like, spur of the moment, I'm going to go for this.
I'm going to go send this big
like
thing.
It's like a full battle of endurance, mental strength, over such a long period of time as well. It's not just one day of...
Yeah.
Sort of burying yourself.
Exactly.
It's over a whole,
It's mental, like limits, where is it? When is it going to stop? I don't think it's going to stop.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about when it comes to pushing the limits. Let us know in the comments, do you love pushing your limits? Do you know your limits? Or do you have no limits whatsoever? Let us know. oh, I don't know if I want to go and hit 120-foot jumps now.
No, would I don't you? Think I do. I don't know if I want to hit 50-foot jumps, to be honest.
Hey, I'm sure that will come. Yeah. Let us know if you want to see him hit a 50-foot jump, because there is some in a bike park we can send you off.
Okay. Anyway. If you go first, I'll go through.
Okay, I'll train with you. You can train me. I'll tell you when. Anyway, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? A bit of a weekend of it with multiple national champs decider races happening across the globe. I'll spare you the list of all of the freshly crowned champs, but we'll just say a blanket well done to all and keep an eye out for the winners in their flag sleeves on their jerseys from now. Crank Brothers have some new pedals. The Stamp Zero are a concave flat shoe paddle with Argus bearings, 12 molded traction pins, a steel spindle, and a 5-year warranty. They come in small or large, 4 colours, and will see you right from the city to the trail. $50 price tag on those. Orbea have released their latest OIS builds. The M-Team factory level builds will feature XTR Di2, and M-Pro and M-10 models will come equipped with XT Di2. Check out Orbea's website for more details and have a play around with Mayo whilst you're at it. It's always tough to resist that. The biggest industry news this week, YT Bikes, under German law, has entered into self-administration to secure the company's future. In a video direct from the brand, Marcus Flossmann, the CEO, stated that the company has no further funding available under the current structure to continue, and that the post-COVID discount war and key supplier failures have forced their hand. We wish YT all the best and hope they come out the other side okay. US company Slacker are sure you're setting your suspension wrong. The company comes from Moto and has Dakota Norton on board for the MTB side of things, but essentially they believe that measuring sag at the shock body with the O-ring leads to a maze of inaccuracies, which can leave you out of pocket when it comes to available travel. The Slacker virtual fender measures sag directly at the axle in real time, so you can get that percentage measurement spot on. What do you think? Could this product rewrite the rulebook when it comes to setting your sag? SDG have collaborated with Cast Components to bring a range of signature Bel Air V3 saddles. Danny Max features a Scottish Highland trig point, which for non-outdoors folk are the concrete pillars signifying the tops of hills. Greg Menard's features 23 black stripes for each World Cup win and 4 white stripes for each World Champs victory. And Chris Kyle's features a Scottish wildcat with thistles and some cool graphics. The new Ripley and Ripmo AFs from Ibis feature more of the same features as their carbon counterparts now. The alloy counterparts have bomb-proof builds centered around Dior and Eagle 90 builds, updated cable ports, updated geometry, internal frame storage, size-specific everything, and mixed wheel compatibility via a flip chip. The Ripmo is coil compatible, and both bikes look considerably more like others in the Ibis range now. Prices start at $3,499 for the Ripley and $3,749 for the Ripmo. The Giro Monteiro 3 has been fully redesigned. It's got MIPS Evolve Core, a rock lock adjustment dial, a 2-position one-hand adjustable visor, integrated sunglasses holders in the front and back, Fidlock and more. Retails in 4 colours, 3 sizes with a price of £160. This isn't so much news, just a reminder that our audience survey is still running. This is your chance to give your feedback and let us know what you'd like to see more of on the channel in the future. You can scan the QR code on screen now or click the link in the description below to take part. Everyone who takes part will be entered to win either a Garmin Edge MTB head unit or one of 3 Met and Bluegrass protection packages. A big thanks to everyone who's taken part so far. We've been overwhelmed by the number of responses. Thanks for taking the time. It does really help us out. To close out, I'm afraid I have to bring you news of the death of Andreas Tonelli, who fell whilst riding a steep area of Val Gardena in South Tyrol. Lots of lovely words out there from Nerona, his sponsors, and other big mountain riders who he crossed paths with over his career. Our thoughts go out to his family and friends at this time. Thanks for listening, stay safe out there, and let's get on with the rest of the show.
Right, this week's biggest thing has to be his new video part from Lewis Lomel and The Rise called 2.0. He's put this together as he's actually off the bike at the moment recovering from knee surgery. And this is like 8 minutes of his favourite footage that he's been stacking for over 7 years now. Personally, I'm normally a fan of his Dead Man Street clips like roof drops and stuff. But in this, my favourite clips have to be that nose manual 180 and all the crazy hand plant stuff. He does a 180 hand plant, a 270 hand plant, and just some of the sickest downside hand plants I've ever seen. He does one on this vert wall where he just pushes off it so good, and that one on that street spot in Lisbon. Anyway, the whole thing's sick, so it's definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you very much, guys. It's now time for Hacks and Bodgers. What have we got this week, Blake?
We have three bangers, and I'm going to kick it off with the ugly, sweaty guy.
No, not you.
No, this is what the guy just said in. He's like, take a look at this. He's got his track pump, and then he's got that the chicken that goes, well, I forgot the noise it makes, but he's put it on his valve there.
Yeah, what's the hack or the bodge for
that? I think it's just a comedic hack.
He says, while doing a part of the South Down Way, I found a head from a rubber chicken and thought it'd be cool to use it to inflate my tyres. Sadly, it doesn't make the noise anymore, but makes the tyre pumping just a little more fun.
It does. Look at it. I think that's good, ugly, sweaty guy.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, he was not ugly. I'm sure he was beautiful, but sweaty.
I'm not sure how it improves inflating your tyres other than making the vibes better.
Definitely vibes better.
Okay, what have we got next, Blake?
Next up is from Jason. Now, take a look at this. This thing, right, is a head torch on a cap. Not just on a mountain bike helmet, on a cap.
Yeah.
And it's all down to big dig sessions out there in the dark. And I'm sure it might be really hot where he comes from.
Yeah.
So doing it in the night is a little bit cooler and you can carry on.
Yeah. Fair play to the people who dig our trails because I'm not sure I'll be digging trails in the night, but we do need someone to dig them, don't we?
We do. But he's out in New Zealand, P Flow Mountain Bike Gang. There's a gang that have been helping build this new trail or fix them up. And this is in April 2024. And the winters, all maybe it's because there's the shorter days, winters and stuff. Tuesday nights, they're all out digging, doing some glowworm lights on the helmets and hats and
caps. I feel like if we had that in the UK, it'd have to be a beanie. Couldn't be a cap, could it?
No, it'll be like a full-on onesie. And
balaclava. Like,
shake him away. But they do have snow there. It's, anyway.
Yeah.
Now, this one, I would say that's a hack.
Yeah, that's
a
hack.
It's a hack.
Yeah, that's a hack.
Hat.
Hat.
So it's a cap. Anyway, we got this next one. Now, I think, right, this one is a hack.
Yeah.
Or a bodge. What do you say? So
it looks good.
It's a guitar stand.
Yeah.
And he's changed, well, he's just utilised it to hold up his fat bike and his mountain bike.
Yeah. I guess for a fat bike, there's not many other wheel stands you can use.
No.
Off the peg mountain bike ones.
Yeah, no. Look at the big bass for the guitar.
Yeah.
Especially if it's an acoustic one. That is perfect for it, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd say that's a hack.
That's a hack. And I went on to Jeff Bezos' website and they sell them for like £7. £5, £6, £7.
So you can kit out your whole garage with them.
Well, the thing is, it's damn cheap for a standing bike up.
Yeah.
Like some bespoke mountain bike things are like
really expensive, yeah.
North of 20.
I think I'm giving that a hack.
That's definitely
a hack. What is your favourite this week, though, Blake?
Oh, do you know what? I have no idea, and I'm going to give that to you because I chose them, and I thought, I know of one that is pretty cool, but
yeah, it sounds really stupid, but I'm going to say the chicken head on the pub.
Yes, go for it.
I don't know why. It doesn't make anything better for your riding, but little fun things like that, they just, if they put a smile on your face.
Exactly.
It's totally worth it.
Ugly, sweaty guy.
You are a winner this week.
Send us an email with all the information and we'll send it £50 directly to you and you can get another chicken. I don't think we sell chickens on our
No, not on our webshop.
If you want to get involved in next week's Hacks and Bodgers, there's a link in the description down below. Upload them there and you can get the chance to winning £50 gift voucher. Things we like this week. Now, I've pulled this one out of my Instagram. It is pretty cool. It's like 3D printed trials bike. If Martin was in here, he'd be like, oh my gosh, this thing's incredible.
Yeah, let's have a look.
It's from Josh Leach.
Yeah.
This whole thing. He does loads of seats and stuff, but look at this. 3D printed. It's going to be made out of carbon, so I think this is just like a concept.
Oh, with rim brake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy what you can do with a 3D printer, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, that's a massive 3D printer.
Yeah.
Look at it.
I thought you could just make... Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to even see the size of that 3D printer.
Good progress.
Do you want to
big carbon project
next
week?
See my thing that I've liked this week?
Yes, please.
So this is Seamus McKeon.
Yep.
McKeon. This street line. Oh, how well does this link together? Curve okay. wall ride.
It's straight, like a free ride.
Yeah, it's like a slope style line, but yeah. out in the streets.
I just think, do you know what? With BMX, if we dive into it, like, where's the limits? If we do it in two wheels, BMX street is incredible. Yeah. It's like super diverse. It's like anything and everything's an obstacle.
Yeah, and the thing, like what we were talking about limits earlier, yeah. is mountain bikes have progressed so much, whereas BMX is a BMX.
Yeah.
20-inch wheels.
Yeah. No suspension.
Yeah, it's just...
Our suspension has gone...
The riding's progressed so much, but the bikes are still relatively the same. Yeah,
pretty sick. But they're going bigger. It's yeah. nuts, isn't it? Now, you've put this one in.
Yeah.
Because you are a big... You like to pedal a lot.
Yeah, I'm not a roadie, but it's the Tour of France. Tour de France. Yeah, not a good, very good French pronunciation. But Julien Alaphilippe
yeah.
dislocated his shoulder
yeah.
and still finished, and didn't just finish, he finished third. Although, the controversy is, it looked like he thought he won.
Oh, yeah, well, I personally think he did win because he dislocated his shoulder in a crash. He put it back in himself
yeah.
and then carried on.
Yeah, maybe he's not celebrating because he thought he won. Like, he's just celebrating that his shoulder's back in yeah. and he's finished.
Yeah, yeah. Nuts.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty good. Things we like this week. It's time to move on to caption contest.
Ah, pretty good photo of Rich, haven't we?
So this was last week's photo of Rich doing a... probably smelt something.
Yeah.
Like dog eggs or something on the trail, I don't know.
So, first caption we've got is John Carrington 8612. The look Rich made when Blake called the... What tree is that?
I called this Sagora cactus.
A Joshua tree. Yeah, well, what's that a reference to?
I don't know. No. I thought Joshua tree, they all look the same. They all do this.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, that's gone over my head, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, me too. We got one here from Glenn. It says, Rich, you're switching teams with Neil. Welcome to EMBN. You are?
That's me, actually. I've been riding e-bikes
you
recently.
You have, haven't you? Yeah. First time riding an e-bike.
First ever time. Mm. I'm not switching just yet, but I can see why Neil's made the switch.
Yeah, definitely. We got one last one from Doug, and he is a, what do you call it? He is a...
A joiner,
yeah. Oh. Yeah. It says, Rich reacting when he found out Neil was back in the dirt shed. He was, Neil.
Yeah.
He was back in the shed with me.
He thought he'd retired.
He did.
You brought him back.
I brought him back. Actually, I pulled him in. I was like, mate, you haven't done one with me for ages. Yeah. You're coming with me.
Okay, Blake, which one is your favourite caption this week?
There's three great ones, but mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with Cactus John because he corrects
John,
me.
John Carrington.
John Carrington.
A.K.A. Cactus John.
Cactus John.
Yeah.
He corrects me because in last week's Dirt Shed show, there was a, I thought was a Joshua tree, but it's not. It's a cigar.
That's the background behind it.
There was a background behind a photo, and I was like, I was like, that's Joshua tree. It's not. So I'm going to go with Cactus John. And congratulations. Send us an email, and we'll send £50 to spend in our local shop, which is not local.
It's not our local. The GMBN shop.
It's web local for you to spend your money. In GMBN shop. Now, this is next week's photo. Take a look at this. He looks like he's been stung by a cacti.
Yeah, he does.
Mm, that's by a Joshua tree.
Send in your captions or comment your captions for a chance to win £50 in your local shop.
Local shop, online. Hashtag caption contest. Give us your best, give us your worst.
Okay, moving swiftly on, what have we got in the bike vault this week, Blake?
The bike vault is now open for business.
Where's the bell?
I got it.
Oh, my God. You ringing or am I ringing?
No, we can do it. But we got one from here from John Wilkins. Do you reckon that's the bike? But dude, I think that's
it's a Vitus. It's nice Vitus.
Vitus.
Are you okay? Are we saying it's a super nice or a nice?
I think it's super nice. Yeah, it's Northampton Bike Park. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Moving on to this.
Ooh, BH.
This is right up your street.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The good photo, valves lined up.
This is from Stephen, Steve.
Steve.
And this one, my friends, he is out in Switzerland.
Mm. It looks a nice place, doesn't it?
Robust.
Not the lightest, but robust.
Yeah, which is perfect.
Yeah, I'm in that. Super nice.
Banging. Moving on swiftly to dude.
Oh, is that titanium?
Randy's bike.
Randy?
Randy. Dude, I'm Randy for that thing. It's a hardtail and it looks titanium.
Yeah, that does look nice. What are you saying?
So that is
a Linsky.
Linsky live nice. Wire. Tie frame.
11 speed.
Tie seat post. Stem. Handlebars. And it's got a Sealy.
Seller Italian.
Oh, that's my Italian.
Yeah, very
saddle.
Good pronunciation.
Fox 34, SRAM GX 1x11.
I think we've got another super nice.
Mate, that's
all
super,
super nice.
Super nice. Ooh, now this one.
Ooh,
so it's,
a,
it's
nice,
an orange. I love the colour.
It's, yeah, the photo. I can't see the whole bike. It's just. Nah. It's. I would say it's a super nice bike, but the photo's not doing it justice.
Yeah, no, it's
just an ice from me, that annoyingly.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love the colour though.
Yeah. Look at the, do you want to give it?
No, can't really tell. Ooh, we've got this is Jens.
That looks like it could be in our local woods.
Dude, it's my local
at the moment.
Yeah, that's a common cell.
Yeah,
Clash.
It's, nice.
It's beautiful. I love the Clash. It's a great bike.
Yeah. Beefed up common cell.
Yeah.
Clash.
Super cool.
Coil shock.
What's it? The M. She's written here. The Magura MT7 brakes bite like a pit bull.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You don't let go.
No, yeah. That's Northern German trails. Looks very similar conditions to what we're having at the moment. Very dry.
Very dry.
That
beautiful.
Is a super nice
super
for me.
Nice.
Ooh.
Now, if Mr. Ashton was in here, he'll be giving us a super nice. This is a Cannondale, and it's the, what is it, an M3? Did you call that an M3?
Whoa.
It's from Paul N.
I think that's from before I was born, Blake.
Yeah, I think, this one is for Martin. Yeah. Found it recently on eBay.
He's away at Granduro, isn't he?
Yes. Nice.
I think that's a super nice.
Mate.
With the chrome stem and handlebar, that's a super... Can I ring the bell on?
It's up to you, dude. You've got the hand developed.
That's super nice. I'm doing that for Martin as well.
Yeah, that's trying to get brownie points right there. Moving on, we've got another orange in the.
Yeah, see, that is how you take a bike vault photo,
mate,
isn't
look
it?
Look at that. Is that in. That looks like it's in the
Yorkshire.
Lake District. Is it? It is in Yorkshire.
Oh, I knew it.
It is, isn't it?
Fremington. Oh, we don't
know. UK, US brands. Is that?
Fremington. I don't know if that is in Yorkshire. We need to do our research. It's a super nice anyway from
super
me.
Super nice.
That's how you should
beautiful.
Take your bike vault photo.
I think an orange should be orange. Anyway, moving on to this one. Now, I like this one because we do get a few Yetis
mm-hmm.
in the bike vault, but this is a Yeti Arc
C2
factory hardtail.
You love a hardtail, don't you?
I bloody love a hardtail, and that's full carbon, so that must be so stiff.
Yeah. My only complaint is...
It's non-drive
side. You make the decision. Last one.
It's so super nice. I'm flipping like that. I like the Yeti. Yeti's a great
bike.
Man alive, we've had some incredible bikes in the bike vault this week. Now, if you want to get involved, there's a in the description, there's a uploader. Upload your bikes to it. Get a chance to get super nice or a nice. And us to critique your bikes.
Yeah, we are quite critical.
Critical. Red grips on a blue bike. Super nice.
Super nice.
You thought I was going to say not nice. Coming up on the channel this week, we've got some content, dude.
We have got some content. So, first up, coming on Thursday, we've got Don't Let Punches Ruin Your Ride with Fergus.
Yeah, they ruin my ride all the time.
Yeah.
Go tubeless. What a flipping egg when you put it in your tube.
You'll learn. Fergus is teaching you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am non-stop fixing punctures on my little man's bike. He's got tubes, and I try to make it tubeless.
It's hard to find them little in-tubes for kids' bikes, isn't it?
Yeah, he's running a 20-inch
okay.
BMX. It's all right, it's BMX. It's all right, it's fine, it's fine.
Nice. What else have we got coming up, Blake?
Oh, we've got... I took creatine for a month.
You did?
Coming out... No, not me.
Okay.
It was Fergus.
Oh, did he?
I tried.
Yeah? What did you think?
I didn't do it long enough, I don't think.
So Fergus's feature on Sunday is he took creatine for a month. Should you?
Should you?
You'll find out.
Yeah, should find out. So there we have it. The Dirt Shed Show has finally come to an end on your beautiful day. Thank you very much for tuning
Thanks for watching, guys.
And we'll see you the same time next week with more fun stuff. See ya.